Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
On Radio Bulgaria, next time out for music and through dope singer Zlatina Uzunova. People call her a Rodopi Nightingale and made the singer an honorary citizen of Smolensk for her 50th jubilee 2 years ago. Zlatina Uzunova has deserved it with a whole life devoted to Rodopi songs, both as a soloist with the Rodopi ensemble and as a pedagogue at the local community center. Her voice is strong, it overwhelms the bagpipe. Her songs are tough men's songs, but full of a woman's sensitivity and lyrics typical for the local style. Those thrill the audience in cool standing applauses, for instance a wedding at the famous Georges V Hotel in Paris or back in 2005 in Canada. Zlatina received 7 encores by the English audience for her solo performances in the town of Bath during a festival of world greats. These unforgettable tours with the world-famous choir, the Great Bulgarian Voices, conductor Ilya Mikhailov took the singer on stages across Europe, Canada, Russia. Her songs have been included in a series of CDs of the formation, which has Grammy, Grand Prix and other awards.
Mama,
Zlatina Uzunova was born on the 22nd of May 1962 in the village of Ermarika near the Rudopi town of Zlatograd. At the age of 12, she started singing with the Orpheus Children's Folk Ensemble. She has graduated the Shiroka Luka Music School and then has won 6 gold medals at different fests as its soloist. Later on, the singer went on with pedagogical studies at the Plovdiv University. She became a soloist of the Rudop Ensemble Smolen of the Sofia Ladies Choir, named later on the Great Bulgarian Voices. Her first TV movie was screened in 1993, while her own album of Rudopi renditions with the name Žarava of Zvuci, or Glow of Sounds, was released back in the year of 2000. The Memory of Bulgaria album Purpose for the Rojen Gathering also has her songs included in it. The Rudopi song needs lots of fire, power, it is a deep and strong feeling, Zlatina says. It has its beauty with the sounds of the kabab bagpipe or an orchestra, but the singer opts for the bagpipe. Zlatina Uzunova is an established pedagogue as well. She has been leading 3 formations for Rudopi folklore over the past 7 years at the Hristo Botev Smolen Community Center. 2 years ago, they celebrated their jubilee with a big concert. The Great Bulgarian Voices Choir arrived exclusively for the 50th jubilee of the singer, the Rudopa Ensemble participated either. I was really thrilled and touched, but the concert went well. 50 years are not so many, but not too few as well. As a person, I grow old just like anyone else, but as a musician, I continue to develop myself, remaining linked to the Rudopi song and Bulgarian folklore, the singer says and adds.
One can do anything if he or she wants it. I have been traveling between Smolen and Sofia for 25 years in order to work with the Great Bulgarian Voices Choir. I feel wonderful and I'm not tired yet, since we have to preserve our Rudopi songs and everything that's Bulgarian. We can be proud of our folk music, we can say that is who we are, Bulgarians, Zlatina Uzunova says in conclusion.
On Radio Bulgaria, you've heard Time Out for Music.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.